I'm Kara Spazacca, and welcome to this podcast series from Western Sydney University. Over this six-episode series, I'll be introducing you to some incredible research taking place, from a million-dollar fungi project that's helping combat climate change, to surveys into maternity care treatment, to creating electric vehicles for women in rural African communities, and more. These projects are just a handful of those that entered the 2022 and 2023 Research Impact Competition, run by Western Sydney University in Australia. There's also something else they have in common. They each speak to a Sustainable Development Goal, or SDG, a list of 17 goals created by the United Nations which tackle global issues including poverty, hunger, climate change, gender inequality, and access to education. So how do we identify problems and then the path forward? Well, through research. And this research is happening at universities across the globe, who are graded in the annual Times Higher Education Impact Rankings on their commitment to the SDGs. This is significant because out of 1,700 universities in the world, Western Sydney University ranked number one overall for the past 2 years. And if we drill down into the SDGs it excelled in, it came first for the goals gender equality, partnership for the goals, and responsible consumption and production. For more information about sustainable development goals, you can visit sdgs.un.org and keep listening as the researchers across this series will talk to how their projects contribute to positive change. Before we dive in, I also want to take a moment to acknowledge the custodians of the lands where Western Sydney University campuses are located and pay respect to the peoples of the Darug, Tharawal, Eora and Wiradjuri nations. I pay my respect to elders past and present. Always was, always will be. Now let's hear from some of the researchers from Western Sydney University's Research Impact Competition.
One of the other things that came out of our survey, and this paper is currently under review, is we asked women, if you were to have another pregnancy, what would you do differently? And it was a really powerful question. This was the question where we had the largest amount of open text comments, with over 6,500 women leaving a comment about what they would do differently.
That's Dr. Hazel Keedle, a senior lecturer of midwifery at the School of Nursing and Midwifery at Western Sydney University and the lead researcher on the birth experience study. In the 2023 Research Impact Competition, Dr. Keedle was runner-up for her work looking at women's experiences of obstetric violence in Australia, a term defined as any act where a healthcare worker causes harm during pregnancy, childbirth, or postpartum. This research first began several years ago when the producers of the 2020 documentary Birth Time got in contact.
When their film was getting ready for release, they reached out to us as researchers and they were really interested, you know, could there be a survey that went along at the same time? We then contacted maternity consumer organisations across Australia and we got representatives from 10 to come on board and be part of our consumer reference group. And they helped us design the survey, decide which questions are going to be in there, pilot test the survey, and then they've been part of the whole research process. It's absolutely a co-designed research project. The survey was then out for 9 months in 2021 and resulted in nearly 9,000 completed responses across Australia, which makes it the largest ever maternity experiences survey done in Australia. And now we're in data analysis phase. We've had two papers published. We've got another two or three under review. And in last year, we decided to reach out to any research groups across the globe to see if they would be interested in also doing our survey. So we've now got 9 other research groups on every continent using our survey and working with us, and we're now called the Birth Experience Study International Collaboration.
Dr. Keedle says the survey explores the interactions between women and their healthcare providers.
And we also had some questions that specifically asked about experiences of birth trauma and the experiences of obstetric violence, which had never been asked in a survey in Australia before, which is the mistreatment of women by healthcare providers during that perinatal period. And we also had a validated tool in there called the mistreatment scale, which looks at different forms of mistreatment and whether or not the woman experienced it. Plus also respectful care. We had a measure in there from Canada that looks at the level of respectful care. So we found that more than 1 in 10 women in the survey across Australia experienced obstetric violence. And then we asked them if they would like to leave a comment. And we did a qualitative content analysis on those comments.
So far, two papers have been published on the research, but there have been challenges in getting everyone in the health industry on board with the findings.
Because it can feel quite polarizing when we're saying that healthcare providers are maybe not doing the right thing. And I'm a healthcare provider myself. I spent many years as a nurse and then as a midwife clinically in all different models of care. And so I know for a fact that our healthcare providers don't go into their jobs with the aim to mistreat women and their families. And so often they can be quite offended and upset that, you know, maybe we're attacking these people that are doing the right thing. But there's always room for growth. And often the experiences of women were due to being treated like a number in the system by not getting that individualized, personalized care, which can make the difference. And so trying to spotlight what it's like for women, but then actually what we need to fix in our system and what models of care do work. And certainly across our study, we were able to compare the rates of trauma and birth trauma and obstetric violence across different models of care and identify where it does work. And that is when they have the same midwife or doctor throughout the entire continuity of care experience. Because then that person does know them really well and they're less likely to experience trauma and obstetric violence. So that is something that we highlight. We are just trying to bring us all together to look at what the systemic issues are and how to address them.
The SDGs that this research contributes to are Goal 3, Good Health and Wellbeing, and Goal 5, Gender Equality.
So looking at the health of the nation, but also equity. Obstetric violence has been recognised by the United Nations as a form of gendered violence because it disproportionately impacts women who are pregnant and then have babies. So that is a part of equality and equitable care in the fact that this is happening and is a form of gendered violence. And when we look at it through a systemic view, you know, what is going on in the healthcare systems that we have, there's often an influence of patriarchy and power, and women who are accessing this care are really right down at the bottom of that. But also the general health, we know that women who have a traumatic birth and experience obstetric violence are more likely to have a not great postnatal time and increased mental health issues such as postnatal depression, anxiety, and PTSD. And this significantly impacts that woman and their family. And there's also some research being done around Australia that is looking at, you know, maybe there's also another diagnosis of birth trauma that doesn't go all the way through to depression, anxiety, or PTSD that's on its own. And that's something that we're supporting our research to do as well, because the impact this has is on the woman and her ability to be able to care for the baby and to care for her family in the best way for her.
Dr. Keedle talked about two papers that have been published from the research, and the second of these, which was released in December 2022, is contributing to potential policy changes.
The maternity consumer organisations that have been involved with the project, they have been reaching out to politicians and policymakers to try and get their voices heard about what is happening. And we've been able to be involved as researchers. And now we currently have the first ever New South Wales Upper House inquiry into birth trauma. And myself and my research team have been part of that process. We've met with the politicians, we've met with the consumer groups, we've met with human rights lawyers, and we've helped put together the terms of reference and how the inquiry is going to look.
After submissions for the inquiry close, there will be hearings and then the select committee will put forward recommendations.
This is the first time this has ever occurred, and it's certainly been a collaboration between our research projects and our findings and the consumer groups in Australia.
As for next steps, Dr. Keedle is excited about the survey going global with the Birth Experience Study International Collaboration, which was not part of their initial plans.
It came from this real spirit of wanting to share what we've learned from this research journey and this really good survey that was designed with consumers and getting that out across the world. And we now have research groups in the Netherlands, Denmark, Sweden, Finland, Taiwan, Japan, China, Brazil, and Zambia. and we work together. We meet monthly. We exchange our skills because we've all got research skills in different areas. And I was saying in a meeting with our Zambian researchers who've just joined that we're also sharing our time because it takes a lot of time to do research. But we're actually going to be able to bring this data together from an international perspective. So not only will we be able to talk about what women are experiencing in Australia, that we can say what women are experiencing across the world in all these different countries. So we'll end up with this very big data set of women's experiences of maternity care that I really hope will have an impact on the international level as well.
That was Dr. Hazel Keedle, the runner-up of the 2023 Research Impact Competition at Western Sydney University. Join us for the next episode to find out more about the research being undertaken in Australia and its real-world impact, both now and into the future.